This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Welcome to our continued coverage of the 2023 CUNA GAC here in Washington, D.C. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Abby Gunderson-Schwartz from CUNA. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Doing great. Better now that you're here.
Thank you. Thank you. It's welcome. Glad to be here.
Yeah. We got quite a crowd going by here, going to the next session.
I think this is one of the most participants we've had at a GAC in recent memory.
It's a record.
6,000 participants.
Yep.
So you can hear them, feel it. The energy is amazing.
Yeah. We had Todd Spazinski in here last night, and he was telling us, we set a record this year.
Yes.
And I said, I knew it. I knew 2023 would set a record. So anyway, we digress. How's it, speaking of, how's the conference going for you so far? I know we're just kind of in the beginning stages here. But
yeah, we're getting started, and I manage the lobbying team, and so Congress, they get back to work today. So, you know, managing what's going on the Hill, what's here at JC, and then how our advocates are working together with what we're doing here with credit unions, and then how we're engaging with our members on the Hill.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, speaking of that, because we're going to talk about the 118th Congress breakout session. So this is a session that you're running today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yes.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about it and what are folks going to learn there?
Absolutely. We've got a lot of experts on the panel. We've got folks with background working for Speaker McCarthy, Ranking Member Maxine Waters, now Ranking Member Tim Scott. So these are individuals who have worked on the Hill, have decades of experience, cumulative experience, but now they're off the Hill, they're in the lobbying positions. So they're going to kind of talk to our advocates about how to best advocate, you know, kind of what's going on in Congress, big picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are the political dynamics? Mm-hmm. What's going on with the with the different factions in Congress? And then what's going on at the committee level? So kind of that, what's going on with our credit union legislation that we're advocating for, and then finally wrapping it all up, what's the impact for our advocates
here?
You know, what does this mean to me? What does this mean to the Hill meetings that I might be taking later in the week? So big picture, bringing it down home to how does this, make a difference with the staff I'm meeting with the member I'm meeting with on Capitol Hill later in the week.
And so who should attend your session? What type of credit union person should be attending, other than everybody should be attending? So, but
besides everyone,
who's your target audience with this?
I would say if you're taking a meeting on Capitol Hill, definitely be there to make sure that you're not only up to speed on what's going on in Congress and having these experts translate what's going on, take from the newspaper and bring it to life, but also what's going on in committee, what's the latest on legislation that we're advocating for. But even if you don't have a Hill meeting and you just kind of want somebody with a lot of experience translating what's going on, I mean, Congress is a very unique place to be and to work and to watch from afar back at home. If you just want someone to translate what's going on and how that might impact your credit union this year or next year, I think would also be of great interest to someone that might have legislation on the horizon that would impact their operations at a credit union.
Are you going to share like messaging strategies or anything like that?
Absolutely.
What should you tell your representative? What's the message?
Absolutely.
Or that type? Oh, I'd love to be a fly on the wall for that.
Yes, so one of our panelists is Amy McClard, who's our CUNA Advocacy Communications one of those advocacy communications personnel. She'll be on the panel, and she also used to run one of our credit union league operations, so she's going to be able to talk to our attendees about how do you best tell the credit union story? How do you take what's happening in your credit union and bring it to a member of Congress that's dealing with the policy but may really want to understand how that's impacting your day-to-day operations and how to connect the two? Take something that's very maybe policy wonk and turn it into a real story, a compelling narrative that can marry the two and make you a very effective credit union advocate and a very effective credit union messenger.
Yeah, I heard examples, real-life examples, real-world examples really is what works there.
Exactly. I know when I was on Capitol Hill as a staffer, I clearly remember a story a credit union advocate told me about the cost of replacing a credit card, and I will not forget that. I mean, I don't remember what was, brought on the one-pager, but I remember that story, and so the storytelling component will be key to our panel later this week.
Okay, based as
as a former staffer on Capitol Hill, what advice would you give a credit union person going up on the Hill? What would you share with them based on your experience?
Yes.
Any inside information would be much appreciated.
I would say the storytelling component is key. Yeah. I also think, bring it back home. You know, specifically a House member, they have a million constituents. They don't represent the entire nation. Your senators only represent a state. So really, if you have a unique example to your city, your state, that may not necessarily be reflected nationwide, that is exactly what that member of Congress wants to hear, because they are here for you, from your state, from your district, and they want to know what's happening back home. So don't be afraid to share a local perspective.
That's
exactly what they're looking for. You don't need a nationwide data point.
Yeah.
If you have a local data point, that's way more effective in the long
macro,
run.
So macro, micro. So
exactly,
yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking local is the word that was in my brain, and you took it right out of my brain. So let's keep it local for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's very relatable stuff. So good stuff.
Yeah.
Abby, anything else? Any work? What's the big takeaway that you want people to take back to their, or to use actually, from your session? Is there like one big takeaway?
I would say that Congress is here to serve you, and don't be afraid to bring them your arguments, your case, your narratives. Mm-hmm. They are here to listen to you, and they want to listen to you, so your voice is important. And especially as a credit union advocate, I think people are like, Congress is a big, strange place. I keep repeating that, but don't be afraid of it. They are your legislator, and they are here to serve you, and I think to take your time, your energy, your resources, and come to their office, it's not lost on them. It's very important. Your voice is important, and don't be afraid to use it.
Well said. Well said. All right, Abby, I'm going to let you get going, because I know you have a busy schedule, so thank you so much for your time
and it was a pleasure
your
being
expertise
here.
And your experience. I can't wait to see what you're going to share with those credit union folks walking up and taking the hike on the Hill on Wednesday and Thursday, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Sounds good. Stuff.
All right, Abby, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Well done.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.